So hi and welcome to the Unnamed Podcast. This is our end of month roundup of the Fantasy League. And the month of March is now over, and we're here to talk about box office, because that's what we're talking about. I'm Andrew Robinson.
This is Douglas.
And we have with us today Ed Douglas from ComingSoon.net. Hey, Ed.
Hey, how are you guys?
It's a wonderful thing to finally have you here live. It's great to have you as a canned recording that I can edit out and do all sorts of things with, but it's great to have you here with us.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. I remember the last time we talked, it was like a half hour long, and I'm sure you cut down to like 5 minutes or so.
I did my best. But this month of March has gone by, and the numbers are as follows. So, for those of you following along, the movie that's made the least amount of money this month is my pick for March, which hasn't even registered a dollar in estimated figures yet, because it came out yesterday. And it's the Noah Baumbach film that came out in limited release, oh, While We're Young. Which I don't even have a figure for. I don't even have an estimate that people are talking about. Nothing.
No. I think it'll do okay, though.
Yeah, I think it'll. I'm hoping it'll squeeze out a 10 million. Right?
Ooh, like after, I don't know about that.
Like after like 3 months of hopefully it's one of those Baumbach films which kind of try a little bit better, and with Stiller at the front, it'll kind of slowly week by week build up theaters. If not, I rolled my dice because I gave up on the month of March. The next movie in our list with the least amount of money earned is another movie which came out, I believe, this weekend gone by. It's The Gunman, Damien's Gunman, which has grossed almost $7.5 million so far. Next, we have the next movie Damien picked for this month, Get Hard, which it isn't even out here yet. Get Hard.
It opened well. I mean, it's going to do about 35 this weekend, though, so...
Yeah, it looks like it'll do fine. Following which is Neil Blomkamp's third effort. Oh, sorry, I skipped a movie. Following which is Taken in the Woods, Running on the Streets, Run All Night, making $22 million. Next on the list is Neil Blomkamp's third film, Chappie, in which Vikas tells us humanity through being a robot, which has made $29 million. And then comes Ed Douglas in number two for the month, and that is the Divergent series part two, Insurgent, which has managed $71 million and still counting. And number one for the month, Douglas has finally won a month.
Finally!
Is Cinderella with $137 million and counting.
Oh, Ed, you also left out second best. Second best?
Oh, wow. I totally missed it. Second best, Marigold Hotel, which came in between Chappie and Run All Night with $26.5 million. I was about to make a joke about Cinderella, but I didn't quite get there. Anyways, there are lots of movies that came out this month. There's a lot to talk about, but oddly enough, there are very few of them I have seen. Very few of them Douglas has seen. But I know Ed, looking at the sheet, I can tell that you have seen a lot of these so far. So
yeah, but one. I think I've only missed one of the movies in March, I think.
All right. I want to start out with your movie, Insurgent.
Which I didn't see. That's the one I didn't see.
That's the one you didn't see?
No, I saw everyone else's movie in March. I didn't see that one.
Quick question, though, before we move on, then, because none of us have seen this movie.
I can pretend like I saw this movie.
You can pretend like you saw this.
Because I saw the first movie.
Did you see the first
movie? I did see the first. I watched it with you, remember?
No, you did not.
Yes, I did.
I watched that movie while I wasn't working.
Yeah.
While I was home.
And I was watching it with you.
I don't remember.
In all its Miles Teller glory. And guess what, Andrew? Miles Teller was horrible. So was the rest of this movie. And guess what? It's more horrible.
And have you seen the first of these movies, Divergent?
I saw the first one on an airplane. And then I kind of watched a little bit of it, like, on DVD. Because they sent me a DVD or a Blu-ray or something. And I watched a little bit of it. I thought it was really boring. I mean, I hated the book. I got through like three chapters of the book because I didn't like it at all. I think it's really idiotic. Don't like the lead character. I don't know. I will see it just because it's in my thing. But it probably won't be till the end of the year. It'll be like one of those last minute like, oh, let me throw it on and check it out. But I have no interest in paying for it.
Oh, I have zero interest in this movie. I saw the first one like towards the end of last year, where I think what was going on was Divergent did so well at the box office. Everyone was talking about it. And it was one of those movies where no matter how much everyone said, oh, it's done so well and so many people kind of liked it, I already knew what kind of movie it was. And it was the kind of movie I wanted to avoid. But for this game, I decided I need to see if it was worth it to sit through a part two. So I sat through part one and I'm like, nope, not worth it. Which is why I just left the movie alone when it came around to the draft. I'm like, not touching that movie. It's going to be a poison arrow. It's gonna make $100 million, and then I'll be like, I only want a quarter of that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it seemed to me like the best bet for the month, except for Cinderella. I thought those two were going to be the big ones, and that's kind of what's happening.
All right, so Ed, you've seen the most of these movies, and sadly not your own, but we'll get to that later on in the year. I wanna ask you quickly, looking at the month of releases that we have in our queue for this month, what would you say is the out-and-out winner? Not just generally in box office numbers, because we have that statistically there, but like in your mind, the movie that won the audience?
I guess say Cinderella. I mean, I really loved it. I thought it was great. I mean, I was surprised how much I liked it, because I thought, like, I remember seeing, this is another one of those CinemaCon, oh, I got to see it early, but I saw at CinemaCon, they showed the first trailer for it and the first, like, footage. And I was like, okay, it looks exactly like the animated movie and whatever. But and then I saw the commercials. The commercials made it look like Twilight. And I was like, oh, it's gonna be terrible. But it was like the animated movie, and it actually I liked it a lot. Cause I like Disney animated movies, and they really did a good job of like capturing that magic. And I thought Kenneth Branagh did an amazing job. Like I think it was like I think it's like even more than Thor. I think this is right up his wheelhouse. And I think he nailed it.
Okay, Kenneth Branagh is kind of a strange director to me, because everyone, when they talk about him, they love to talk about his Shakespearean film.
What to Do About Nothing? Was that him?
No,
he's done a bunch of them, though. He did, like, Hamlet, and he did
King Much Richard Ado III. Much Ado was Whedon.
It's the one from way before.
That was a second. No, I think it was an earlier one, earlier Much Ado.
Yeah, there was. Nothing,
yeah.
And I think he was in it. I wasn't sure if he.
I know Kevin Kline was in that one.
Yes, he was. Was he? I can't remember. Keanu Reeves was in it.
Oh.
Yeah, he did direct it. Yeah. Yeah, he did direct it, actually.
Okay. And everyone kind of talks about him in this serious vein of like Shakespeare and all of his serious acting. And then in the last few years, like, we've seen from him Jack Ryan. We've seen Cinderella, and we've seen Thor, right? Mm-hmm. And while I dig Thor, the first Thor movie, I think it's a really fun movie. He seems to be this kind of guy who's becoming more of like just a hired hand for studio projects. But at the same time, his box office numbers are just varying up and down. Like, is he really an indicator moving years ahead that his movie is something we should be looking for in our drafts?
I think he is, because I think, well, I don't know. I mean, I think Jack Ryan, he was doing something different, and maybe it was just too different. And also, I think, you know, honestly, I think one of the problems with Jack Ryan was his acting wasn't very good in it. He was not acting, as, you know, I think he's better when he's directing and not acting in it in some ways, in some of his movies. And I think that, you know, I don't know. It's hard to say, but I think that with his next movie, he might do a small movie, because he's been talking about that for a while. But we'll have to see. I mean, he obviously he's shown he can do two big Disney movies, you know, or I guess Thor wasn't Disney, but you know
he's still,
well, no, it was Paramount, so I don't know.
It was pre-Disney money, but it counts. Yeah, so it's retroactive. They paid it off, and it's retroactive.
I guess so, but it was two successful movies that people liked, and that's. I think Cinderella is definitely, even if it's not, I mean, I thought it would be making, like, you know, much higher now. I thought it would be up to 200 by now, but I think people will find it. I think people, you know, I think it's just maybe coming out the week before Insurgent might have heard it, and then having these two movies this week taking business from it. So I don't know, but I think people find it and enjoy it. Especially, I mean, I know my editor liked it. And he's very, you know, he doesn't see a lot of movies, you know, and he enjoyed it. So it's just not just me.
So, all right, one last question before I go on to Douglas for you. I see that you've rated the Kevin Hart and Will Ferrell project Get Hard a 1. And I want you to talk a little bit about that movie, because I've been reading for the last couple of days a lot of people talking about, oddly enough, racial and homophobic tones out of that movie.
Which movie are we talking about?
Get Hard.
Oh, I can see that.
Yeah, not Cinderella. We moved on.
No, Douglas, we're not talking about Cinderella. We're not talking about Cinderella anymore.
I just wanted to make sure because. Okay.
So, Aaron, tell me about Get Hard.
Oh God, I don't even want to revisit it, just even to talk about it. No, but it's you know, it's funny because I heard, like, someone told me, I think it was Drew McWeeny told me, like, months ago he had seen it, and he said that it was basically like completely. He basically said exactly what it was. It was very homophobic, and it was all about getting raped in prison. And I tried, you know, and after I tried ignoring the stuff that came that I've heard before it, but I watched a movie and I was just like, it was just terrible. It was like Will Ferrell back to his usual, like, you know, Will Ferrell used to do these movies, which were just, he was just so annoying. He was just seeing how annoying he could be. And I feel like in the last couple of years, he kind of got away from that. He did he did the Lego movie, and he did Return to Anchorman, and he kind of, I don't know, I felt like he was kind of, you know, maybe getting better with age, but this movie, he's right back to the same thing, which is really annoying. The material is not very good. It's, like I said, it's literally like, you know, one big prison rape joke after another. It's homophobic in that sense as well. I mean, there's actually, I mean, I don't know if you want me to spoil stuff, but I mean, there's like this, you know, a scene where they go to a restaurant where gay people hang out, basically because they've given up on him trying to survive in prison. So they figure he needs to figure out how to give head so he can survive in prison by doing that. So, yeah. And I use give head. I didn't go for the R-rated version of it, but basically they go, you know, that's Kevin Hart decides that he has to, you know, learn how to do that because he's not going to survive otherwise. And so there's a whole scene there, which is just, you know, so offensive, and it's just not funny.
So, okay, just in my mind, because as I said, I still haven't seen this movie, and I have this weird thing whenever people bring up those huge red flags about movies and they start using the ists, they start saying racist, right. They start saying homophobic, they start saying all of these things, that, like, sometimes I feel like they're taking things out of context. And the scene you're describing to me is, like, questionable, but let me ask you something. There was this movie a few years back which everyone loved. It was you, Philip Morris. I love you, Philip Morris.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, that was great. I love that movie.
There was this scene, this introductory scene when Jim Carrey is introducing a new cellmate around the place. He's giving him a walk around, and he's telling him all about all of these things that he can get done. You know, you can go and you can rent a book. You can go and you can get to go and use the yard and all these things. Mm-hmm. And you can do this by doing that, or you can suck somebody's dick, right?
Right.
And it's just repeated, like, for every item that you see him introduce him to. But nobody wanted to bring up that red flag in that movie. No one wanted to
think,
right?
But that was one joke. But that was, like, one kind of ongoing – that was one joke in the course of the whole movie. Like, Get Hard is like that. That's it. That's the only joke they have. That's the only thing they have to work with, is that, you know, that you go to prison and get raped. That's it. That's all. That's the only joke they have. And it's just played out. It's just not, it's like, I mean, it just goes for the most obvious. It's like low hanging fruit kind of thing, you know? And it's like,
okay.
Yes. I mean, I saw people in a screening room where there were people laughing and, you know, but I can tell you one thing. Armand White liked the movie, and that's all I got to say. I was sitting behind Armand White in the movie. He didn't laugh once, but apparently he found something to like about it. And I don't know if you know, but Armand White is both gay and black, so obviously he didn't think it was racist or homophobic. So, but he could be just being difficult. He could just be like, you know, being the contrarian. He's deemed.
All right, so Douglas, And by this, I mean Douglas in the Room, not Ed Douglas. I need to remember.
Gotcha. Got right.
Yeah.
Neil Blomkamp came out with Vickers the Robot for you.
Yes, he did.
You are someone who adores dumb ideas like Vickers the Robot. Yes, as I say it in that manner, you're already laughing and trying to figure out ways to talk about this movie. Where does this fall in the spectrum of Elysium to District 9?
So I like the way that you describe what I'm about to do, which is figure out how I'm going to talk about this movie. Because you were there when I watched this movie. And I don't think watch is the word I would use.
You absorbed it.
Well, that's the only thing that could have happened. So I went to watch this movie at the movie theater with my brother Andrew. And out here we have a weird way of watching things. We watch a half of it, then there's a break for some reason, and then we watch the second half. And so I sat down and I let the bright lights wash over me, and the next thing I knew, the second half was starting. So I absolutely missed all of the setup, all of the probably first 1.5 or first 2 acts of this movie, and really only know what happens in the end. But from that, this movie seemed kind of okay. It didn't seem horrible. I would say it definitely is no, it's no Vickers the Vickers, but it's, you know, at least in line with Vickers the Assassin.
What is Vickers? What are you guys talking about?
Okay, so in District 9, Charlton Copley's character was called Vickers.
Oh, okay.
And because it is Charlton Copley in a Neil Blomkamp movie, he is...
Oh, I see. Oh, gotcha. Okay.
He was Vickers with a beard.
Gotcha, okay.
In Chappie, he's Vickers the Robot. And I when see. Alien Neil Blomkamp comes out, it'll be Vickers the Xenomorph.
Ah. Okay. Have you guys seen Vickers the Beat Cop yet? The superhero cop? Because that's on Sony, you know, the Powers movie.
We've been trying to. So a funny story. We actually own both the PS3 and the PS4, and we have been trying since it came out to watch it on both the PS3 and the PS4, but I don't know if there's any IP blocking going on, or if something's just up with our hardware, or if Sony just doesn't like us personally, but every time we try and watch it, it gives some sort of error, and we haven't gotten to watch a single frame.
I mean, I don't pay for PS Plus for Powers, really, but I mean, I thought I would be interested to kind of see what it's about.
Well, I mean, it should come with it. You pay for the PS, you know,
It does, and it says it's there, and it's like, play now, and I click play now, and then it thinks for a minute, and it goes network error. And then I watch Netflix, I watch Amazon, I watch YouTube, it doesn't have a problem. I stream games, no problem. It's... Once I play that TV show, it goes network errors. I don't know if that's an IP issue, the fact that I'm outside of the US or whatnot. But I'm sure I will find a way to watch it soon enough.
You need to tweet Sony. Tell them that they are doing bad things.
Yeah, they're probably trying to spare you. Because, I mean, I've only watched a little bit, but Charlton Copley's accent is so bad. It's like he's doing like I think it's Brooklyn or something. I don't know what he's trying to do. I don't know. It's terrible.
So basically, it's the A-team accent, is what you're saying.
Maybe. I think it's worse than that.
Oh, wow. Hey,
the A-team accent is brilliant.
I love it. So, but you're an idiot, Andrew. So Andrew was trying to convince me the other day that Charlton Copley's accent in the A-team was spot on and perfect. And he did so. he did so and said, oh, you know what? I'm going to show you a clip of it. And he plays a clip, and by the end of it, he couldn't stop laughing because he knew he was absolutely wrong.
Yeah.
It is perfect. It is a perfect accent for a movie called The A-Team.
I do so love that movie.
It's a great movie.
Yeah, but I'd like to watch Powers, even though it looks kind of lame. But I'd like to see what it's all about. You hear that, Sony? I know you're listening. Get on that.
So, Chappie,
Hang on. So Douglas won't rate Chappie because he missed most of it.
Yeah, I'm not gonna rate it. I'm pretty sure that I'll like it, at least, kind of like it.
You'll probably watch it by the end of the
year. Yeah, I'll watch it by the end of the year.
Because the end of the movie is the best part. I mean, the first part of it is terrible. So, it might sway.
They're taking away his hope.
So what you're saying then is I shouldn't rewatch it. That I should just rate it based on the good stuff that I saw.
Well, I think I gave it a 3, and I think I gave it a 3 because I liked the ending a lot. I liked the last half hour or so. So, but it was close to a 2 though. It was between 3 and 2. So.
Oh wow. So the thing about Chappie Douglas is that much like. District 9 mm-hmm. and even Elysium, there is so much Vikas, and Vikas is just spot on whenever he's there, right? There's a gangster guy teaching the robot to be gangster, and you kind of laugh at a situation, right? The robot is reading Black Sheep book, and we're laughing at it. The robot connects a lot of PS4s and does some things and we laugh at it.
Part, yeah.
Right? And that's fun, but there is other things outside of the robots. Right?
No, there's not.
Namely Wolverine making rugby jokes. Right? or Marigold Hotel Dude doing all sorts of things.
You can die over there!
Doing all sorts of things. And it just, like, when you think of it, like, if you were to cut together a supercut of just the robot scene, this movie would probably be a 3, right? Just out of general amusement and just dumbness, mm-hmm. right? But when you put it all together as a package that I had to watch, it's not that good, right? And I handed it to 2 basically going, I enjoyed the robot scenes.
There you go.
Chappie, you know what? Actually, Andrew, I think you convinced me to change mine to a 2 also, but I'll keep it a 3.
Damn it, Ed. Don't play with me like that.
No, I'll keep it a 3. It doesn't matter. Because you know what? If I don't know if Jack's going to rate it, but he'll probably give it a 2 also. And I don't know if Damien even watched the movies.
Damien tries his best not to go to the
theater. Yeah, he does. And for good reason, but we're dumb and we.
You can watch. Sean Penn shoot things.
Yeah. And I'm sure.
Not that Megaton.
What's Megaton? What's his name? Beautiful.
Oh, Pierre Morel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He directed. I don't know. I gotta say that and Run All Night are neither are very good, but I think Gunman's a hair better.
Oh, okay.
I think it's better directed, and I think it's kind of weird. It's kind of a weird movie, but I think the direction's better.
Run All Night is a movie that I was kind of disappointed in and excited for at the same time.
Right? Oh, you saw it? Oh, you saw it already? Okay.
We saw Run All Night. And the thing about Run All Night was everything about Liam Neeson in that movie was perfect.
Yeah.
Right? Liam Neeson was a drunk Irish bastard. He was really good at shooting people. He drove around. He did awesome things. But the problem with that, just like Chappie and the robot, is there were things around him that affected him, right? There were these aggravating interstitials that the director put in as he was moving from scene to scene. The Ed Harris, as much as I love Ed Harris in almost everything, he's kind of horrible. The son, I think he's RoboCop.
Yes,
Joel Kinnaman.
Yeah.
Right. He was kind of horrible, and they tried so hard to not focus on Liam Neeson so often that it bothered me. Even when Common showed up towards the end of that movie.
Oh my god! Right? Why is Common in anything?
Right? I thought he was doing his best. Brother Musson, I think that's his name from The Wire, the Jewish black. Muslim, the black Muslim assassin in The Wire, which was awesome. But like at the end of the day, just like with Chappie, I'm like, there's so much awesome Liam Neeson in here, right? You get to like when that movie starts, and you see Liam Neeson just kind of jitter himself up from falling asleep, and people make jokes about him farting in his sleep, right? And you just see him as a Santa Claus, right? That is amazing, right? In its own way. But then when you're done with the movie, you're like, nope, don't want to look at this another minute. I'm done. And that's why I gave this movie a 2. It's just one of those things where if I was there and I could edit it down right, I could make a pretty fun 20-minute movie.
Yeah, but also the thing about that is it's very much like, I mean, it comes out right after Taken 3, and it's just not, I mean, yeah. I mean,
which I think is a good help. I think it's a good help that this movie comes out after Taken 3.
That's not fair.
And you hit that low.
That's not fair, Andrew, because Triple Take is a pretty decent movie.
No, it's not.
Triple Take is okay. I don't mind Triple Take one bit.
Right, I don't know. But I think, and also the funny thing is I saw Ed Harris in another movie where he played a mobster or a gangster. It's called Cymbeline.
Oh, yeah.
And it was just not good either. So it was sort of, you know, I saw those couple like so close. I was like, eh.
Yeah, that movie looked very not good.
Yeah.
I haven't watched it yet, but this year
has brought me Kingsman.
Oh,
and
I love that movie so much.
That's what this year is about so far for me.
Yeah, I like Kingsman, not as much as you guys, though. You guys liked it a lot.
Yeah, I know. That's because we're dumb. We have a 5-year-old sense of humor, so...
Well, you might like Get Hard, then. You might like Get Hard might be your kind of movie, then. Maybe they'll get a 4.
Well, to be fair, I do really like Will Ferrell a lot. So
there's another
sure,
person
there. I know there is another person, and him I hate. So okay. Maybe it'll get me a 2.
We'll see. You know, yeah.
The forces of fours and ones combine.
You see, the part that hurts me the most, like, I don't think there are many people out there who disagree with the fact that Kevin Hart movies are generally bad.
Right. Have you not spoken to the general public before?
Like,
there's a reason why he's in 20 million movies per year.
They're
right?
Making money right now. and some people, like, there was guilty pleasure, enjoy them, but none of them really come out the gate and go, Andrew, these Kevin Hart movies. However, what they do, what they do is is that they keep talking to me about his stand-up. And they keep telling me about how great it is. And I just haven't given him a shot. I think I tried one of his specials where he started out with like the file going up and I stopped like 10 minutes in and I went, nope, not dealing with that.
Yeah. Mm. Right? Guess what? He's not funny.
There's one movie we have left on this list to talk about that no one's really mentioned as yet.
And what's that, sir?
Actually, there are two.
Second Best Exotic?
No. There are the Second Best Exotic Marigold Hotel.
I love that movie.
That you haven't seen yet.
I have seen it. All 3 minutes of it. And it is fantastic. And it has the best quote ever. Because why do you want to go and die over here when you can die over there? That's the best line. Oh my God.
And
anytime.
You talked about being a 5-year-old, right?
Anytime I see that trailer, Ed, I just, at that point, I burst out in laughter for a good 5 minutes, or just uncontrollably.
Oh, you probably like the movie then, because basically, like, it's like how Get Hard is jokes about prison rape. That's jokes about dying, basically. It's like the whole beginning. It's just like, oh, we gotta take a roll call because who knows, someone might be dead. Like, oh, so every morning they take a roll call to make sure no one's dead, and it's like that's a really bizarre, you know, thing to say. And I thought if any of the actors actually died before that movie came out, it would have been really tasteless. So
the thing is, Ed, I know, right? So I saw the first movie and didn't think it was that great. But
you
no.
Talking about,
I know. No, I know. That's exactly what happened. Is the cast looked so like good, and but it ended up not being good for me. But I don't really think this movie is going to be that great, but. And it's not even the old people joke in that line that gets me. What it is really that guy's conviction. And the way he says it and his eyes just bulge out. And you feel that he really means what he's saying. And it's the dumbest thing that he could be saying. And that's what gets me about that one.
I guess. But Ed.
Mm-hmm.
It's horrible old people jokes, but is it horrible old people jokes in the right way?
Was it
Nebraska?
It's not like that. I mean, some people liked it, but I mean, I also felt like that it was just so much like, I don't know. I mean, it wasn't the worst movie I've seen, but it was just had a lot of subplots, and it had subplots like, you know, just weren't very very interesting. Like, you know, like Richard Gere shows up and he's a hotel inspector. Well, they think he's a hotel inspector, and then And it's a complete red herring. But he is a hotel inspector, but not the one they thought. And it was just like, I don't know. It wasn't very well thought out. And I think it was one of those, you know, sequels where it was just like, oh, the first one made so much money, let's make another one. And like, we've seen it before, you know?
Yeah.
And even with that great cast, it's just not, you know, it's still the same problems that when you have with sequels and you're trying to do the same thing again, and it's, you know, not as interesting.
Yeah. So, I just want to point out, Andrew, Nebraska is the worst movie ever.
Come on. I like Nebraska.
It's just bad old people jokes.
Oh, and that over there is good old people jokes.
Yes, it is.
it's supposed to good old people jokes?
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
That movie was pretty, though. It was real pretty. But I hate that movie.
All right, last movie on our list, and I think, Ed, you can start your shit list as it relates to this movie. It's my little Noah Baumbach pick of While We're Young.
Yeah, you know, I saw it again. I saw it again, like, last week or the week before. You guys haven't seen it yet, right?
No, I haven't seen it.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it might be a bias because not because Noah Baumbach, because I generally like his stuff. I mean, I don't like the tone. I mean, he has this tone where people in his movies are just really kind of like really not nice people and very selfish and self-centered, and he kind of like it kind of hit close to home because it was like it's based in New York and has a guy who starts hanging out with younger people, which I do as well, and it's like the younger people are so obnoxious. It's like, why would anyone hang out with them? You know, it just made no sense whatsoever. And I saw it again. I mean, I think it has some clever bits in it. Some very, really well, you know, really clever, astute observations. But like, when it comes down to it, I mean, the overall story just doesn't work, and it just, you know, to really make it believable.
Okay.
So.
And that's about it for the month gone by. I don't know if anyone has any updates in general you want to bring up of stuff we've caught up on. It's a little early in the year for that. Because most things, if you've missed it, it hasn't really hit VOD yet or anything.
Right.
Is like, on a side note, general box office, like, magic that happened this month, I'm kind of depressed and happy at the same time for it. I was really looking forward to this weekend, because the movie It Follows was supposed to hit VOD this weekend. It was supposed to have a limited run. And then hit VOD this weekend. But apparently, due to word of mouth and how well it did per screen, they scrapped the VOD release and sent it out wide.
I don't know if that's true or not, because I remember back weeks ago when I had mentioned that it was going to VOD, I got an email saying, no, it's not. So they decided even before it opened, it wasn't going to VOD. But there's a lot of, like, you know, there's a lot of, like, not completely true stories going around right now. But all I know is that when I wrote I was going VOD on the 27th before it opened. I was vehemently told, no, that's not the case. So they had already decided, even before it opened, that it was going to not go VOD right away.
Well, regardless of who the decision point or whatever, I am without a VOD release of It Follows to watch, which is a movie I'm highly looking forward to. Right?
Yeah, that was a good movie.
I'm really happy for the movie because it looks like a good movie, and the more people that see it, the better it go. Better for movies like it. But at the same time, damn it, I want to see it now.
Yeah, you'll see it. I mean, I'm sure it'll be VOD soon, you know, within a couple weeks or so.
I am absolutely going to watch a horror movie about STDs. Please. Yeah. I want to watch it soon.
That's what I think it is.
that's sort of what it is. Yeah, sort of. Not really.
But okay. Since there's nothing really in that camp to talk about, I want us to move on into our end of month changes, if anyone has anything nominated. So I know you sent me an email, Ed, so I'm going to give you a minute. But as of right now,
what's the point count? Like, are we going to go through the standings before that?
I'm going to tell you the order.
What I mean is, should we go through the standings first and then the changes? Or should
like
we go through
overall
standings? Or should we go through the changes before the standings?
Well, what was... Did I send a change? I don't remember. Did I send a change?
You emailed me something. And you can tell me whether I should stash that or not.
Well, yeah, no, that's...
Oh, yeah, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
But Ed, since you're here, it makes sense for Ed just to say what he wants.
Yeah, but I don't know if the way he said it, almost like he's forgotten. Like, I don't know if
yeah.
Like a drug fever.
I hear you.
I'm not sure. You know what? Maybe I'll hold off on it for now.
Okay,
the way
so I won't say anything about it.
Yeah, that. I'll hold off on it.
All right. Because if you weren't here, that would have totally gone through.
Well, the thing is, I thought it's like I'm the highest one for the month. No, I'm not. I'm the second highest.
No, you're the second.
Yeah, I probably got the highest with Cinderella, right?
Yeah. And I'm first in queue with nothing.
Yeah.
Okay, and you're not making a waiver because you would be.
I'm going to make one change.
Yeah, I have one, maybe two changes I'll make too.
All right. So, and no one else has sent me anything, so I'll just go first.
Okay.
And then you'll go after, but it's a good point. Look, I haven't mentioned the standings at all this year so far. So for anyone interested, these are the standings as it is right now, not including all of the deductions and whatever.
Well, I have a question too.
Yeah,
go ahead, Ed.
Well, why does Jack have $200,000 or $200 million added to his thing?
So,
what's that about?
So that is. So at this point in the game, you really shouldn't pay attention to all of the deductions and additions because they'll change a lot.
Okay.
But that 200 million addition is for the highest rating. So he currently has the highest average of all of us and earns a 200 million bonus.
I see.
And as the year goes on, it's going to shift all over the place. So it doesn't really make a lot of sense to.
All right.
To look at those additions and subtractions right now.
Well, he has the highest rating because he gave the Duff a 3.
Right.
Wait, but I thought I think Douglas has the highest rating, doesn't he? Because he has. I mean, I've given 3 of his movies a 3 and one of them a 4.
Yeah. So for some reason, right? I agree with you, Ed. It should be the average rating from everybody. But apparently, Damien and Andrew kind of teamed up. And just changed the rules
what?
So that no
change the rules
so that
this
no
is always
all where I say you changed it so no what they look at actually is not what everybody thinks about your movies but specifically what you think about your movies so that's
I see
that average
yeah
as it relates to earning box office money we still look at everybody's ratings
yeah okay. Well, God, I might have a couple of fours in my list. I don't know about that though. Anyway, sorry. Go ahead with the running the points or whatever. Sorry, I interrupt.
That's fine. So not counting deductions and additions because it's way too early in the year to talk about those. The standings right now has Ed in number one with 168 million earned raw points. Oh, no, this is rated box office points. 168 million rated box office points.
So that's after averages are taken into account?
Yeah.
Okay.
I am number 2 with 121 million box office points. Thank you, Kingsman. Douglas is number 3 with 92 million.
Oh, my goodness. Imagine what happens when I actually watch Cinderella. Yes!
Damien is 4th with 33 million, and Jack is last with 24 million because he's only rated the Duff.
What the hell did I have that gives me 92 million? How does that work?
You had Focus.
Focus made money?
Paddington
made a good amount of money.
Wow. And the thing is, Paddington had a good rating too, so it had a good rating.
Yeah,
and...
I really did like Paddington. That was a fun movie.
And that's kind of how we stand so far. The month at hand, I mentioned already how the box office rolled out. But since Douglas and I are the only one doing waivers, I'll go first, and then Douglas can do his other two.
Well, what's the order? Is it
the order as it stands right now in the waiver for this month would be I'm number 1, Damien would be number 2, but he has nothing.
Well,
to
I
mention.
Just meant the, between the three of us. So
oh,
I guess it's
be
you,
me,
Ed, and then me.
It would be me, Ed, then you.
Okay, cool. So all go right. ahead, Mr. Robinson.
So
let's see what you do. What are you gonna drop?
I'm going to go ahead and drop a substitute that came up that really didn't need to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And I have no interest in it actually seeing for this game. And it's the last 5 years. And I'm going to go ahead and pick up the October movie, Adam Jones.
Oh, nice.
Which one's Adam Jones?
This is the comedy. Starring Sienna Miller and Bradley Cooper.
Okay. It used to be called Chef, but then a movie called Alcoholic Chef came out, so they changed it.
I hear you.
But by the way, Andrew, I've talked to a projectionist who's seen both that and Southpaw, and he said they're both good. So
awesome.
So get some points, rating points.
Yeah. I remember last month I wanted to get Southpaw, then I realized somebody had it.
I stole it. I actually picked it up. I saw the trailer the other day, and
yeah,
I'm not sure. Okay. I'm still gonna believe in it because I believe in the Gyllenhaal after Nightcrawler gave me 30.
Oh wait, was that Southpaw that you were watching this morning? Oh yeah, I don't know what that movie.
Because Nightcrawler gave me 30 million last year, and Nightcrawler is brilliant. And if you can do the same amount of work with Gyllenhaal doing the same amazing performance, it'll still work out.
Fair enough.
That's what I'm hoping for. If he can hand me 30, 40 million and it be a 4, mm-hmm. I'm happy.
Fair enough. Okay, so before I go, Ed, you sure you don't want to make any changes?
You know what? Yeah, I'm going to backtrack on my choice. I was changing two movies that were opening the same day, and I'm going to keep the one I have right now, I think.
Okay, cool. So I am going to pick up what I hope, because I tried this last week and I made a mistake, and I think, Ed, you had the movie that I wanted.
wait. In my waiver is the one you wanted?
No. I don't even know what your waiver is.
Oh, okay.
I'm the only person who sees that.
Like, it was free. It's free now, I'm not doing the waiver, so.
Yeah.
I'm not telling him what movie it was.
Don't tell me what it was.
So he won't have...
Well, listen, Ed, if you want, because I'm pretty sure Trainwreck is your number one substitute, if you want to make a trade that then makes Trainwreck come up so I can trade that with you, because I really want Trainwreck.
Doesn't work like that.
What do you mean it doesn't
work? Doesn't work like that.
Yes, it does. Ed
can
do something and pick up a movie that he knows is going to, like, go off.
Well,
and when it goes off, I know, but
wait.
When it goes off, like next week, then I can get Trainwreck, because I really want Trainwreck, Ed. I want to
keep that, because I'm hoping Everest, the Bridge of Spies gets moved, so I'll have Trainwreck, because I really want Trainwreck as well, so.
Yeah. And actually, Bridge of Spies, I didn't realize that was a Coen Brothers movie.
No, that's a Spielberg movie.
No, it's a Coen Brothers movie. I was just looking.
Oh, they wrote it? Maybe they wrote it.
Oh, maybe it's just writing? Oh, okay. But yeah, the Coens are on that. They're credited on the IMDb page that I was looking at a while ago. Anyway.
Okay.
My trade is, I want to get rid of Hot Tub Time Machine, because that is a hot pile of rubbish, apparently. I'm going to pick up No Escape, starring Owen Wilson and Pierce Brosnan.
Ooh, that movie.
Yeah.
When does that come out?
September.
Oh, that's why I didn't pick it up.
yeah, it's not a great month. But that also doesn't look like a movie that could go up against, say, I don't know, the Avengers.
Wait,
and MFA.
Isn't that the Labor Day? I think that's a dumper, man. I mean, you already made the wait call, but I think No Escape's a dumper. But I'm sure it'll make more than Hot Tub Time Machine, though. So at least there's that. So
yeah, exactly. And for some reason, I don't know what it is, Ed. I saw that trailer, and generally, it's not the type of thing that I'd want to watch. But I really want to watch that movie. It looks like something that I really enjoy. And so even if it makes a little bit more than Hot Tub Time Machine, because that, I think, made like 90 million. Mm-hmm. If it makes, say, 20 or 30, and I really like it and give it a 4 and get all that money, I mean,
that's okay.
Yeah. That's the same thing as watching a $100 million movie that I really didn't like. So, why not?
So you wanted to make another one, or are you done at this point?
I have something, but I'm not sure if I want to do it. Because Run All Night only made 20 some million, and no, I'm not gonna do the other one that I have. So I'm done there. Ed, are you sure you have nothing else?
No, not really. Because I mean, what I was gonna do was, I think it was literally changing one November movie from, like, it was the same thing as with Strange Magic and what is the movie I wanted to trade? I wanted to trade for The Boy Next Door. Opened the same day, and I realized The Boy Next Door is probably going to make a lot more money that day.
Yeah,
I'm gonna keep what I have, I think.
Okay, cool.
I might change my mind later, but I think I have time to change my mind.
Yeah, definitely do.
All right.
And Andrew, you're good?
I'm good. I'm done with that for now. I just know I needed to drop that movie. Because as much as I am Mr. Musical, and I probably will watch it by the end of the year, it's only made $100,000. I'm not doing anything
yeah.
with that.
And you have Kingsman for that
I
month,
have
so you're fine.
For February, so I don't need to keep it. Right, so I can just chuck it. So that's about that. Before we go, I just want to, once again, as I do these shows, I like to list out the month to come for all of us. The month is April coming up, and it's a big one, as Damon is going to start to dominate the league as Furious 7 hits.
Yep.
Right?
He stole my movie.
I am going to continue to not make any money in the month of April, as I have killed me 3 times.
Oh, God,
the
yeah.
month of April.
That's an awful movie. That's a waste. That's a pretty much a waste of a pick, I think.
Jack actually has no April film because the movie he had originally picked for April moved out of the month of April.
Does that mean that since Jack wasn't able to come on this podcast and Jack doesn't have an April movie that he needs, that we get to nominate a trade for him on his behalf?
I would say yes in the spirit of ridiculousness, but at the same time I have to say no as being a fair coach.
Come on, Andrew.
Let's trade Mockingjay or Spectre for something else.
Exactly. Let's be douchebags. Come on.
No. He's got like I think we gotta leave him alone because November's like his only like I think like he's literally gonna be floundering until November. So
yeah.
Douglas will join me. Spirit of not making money in the month
Child
of April,
44.
As he continues on with the movie Child 44.
I can't get rid of that one, though.
And Ed
no.
will probably be somewhere in the middle with Paul Blart 2. I don't know how much money that movie will make.
Oh, it'll make more than Kill Me 3 Times, that's for sure.
Definitely will.
And Child 44, I think it'll do better than, I think it's going to do, I think I'm going to say Paul Blart's going to make like 20... Like 22 million opening. I'd say it's going to make about 60 million, maybe.
Yeah, but will you like it, Ed? That's the question.
I didn't like the first one. But I didn't have the first one in my league, so this one I might love. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, I hear you. Okay. I see how this is. No, you know what? I really enjoyed Chappie. I think it was worth a 4.
Oh, there you go.
So
was
yeah.
All the seats was a
yeah,
4.
Yeah,
yeah, you give it a 4, so you'll get your full 28 million or whatever it is, 29 million.
I'm giving the last 5 years a 7.
Yeah. Oh, I had one more question. I don't remember what it was, though. Shoot. I had a question. Oh, yeah, no, I did. I remember. The question was, so if no one sees Insurgent, do I get 0 points?
You get nothing.
Yeah.
You get nothing happens to your average.
Oh,
you
I see.
Get 0 points from the movie.
Yeah.
So someone has to see the movie for it to get any points.
No, you have to see the movie. So even if me or Andrew saw the movie and we gave it all 4s, that wouldn't count unless you actually put in a rating and you'd watch it.
Okay. All right.
So
I guess
as it relates to your list, you have to watch
the question
your movies to earn points.
So the question is it worth $15 for me to go to get 71? I don't know. Probably will be. I'll have to
see it. We have the whole year for this to be
exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, the cutoff point I'm sure for you is like November, December, even September, where you're not getting points if you don't watch a movie at the theater.
Okay. I might go see it before the end of April, so I can at least stay somewhat ahead of Damien.
Yeah.
until Avengers opens.
Oh yeah.
You can feel better about yourself before
is
Avengers
there,
opens.
Okay, so guys, Damien isn't here, so we can talk freely. Mm-hmm. Is there a way for us to do something with the rules where Avengers doesn't count, where it's disqualified? Can we?
Yeah, you know what we do on April 1st. Let's send a link. Let's make a fake story that Avengers got canceled. And then send it to Damien. And then you know, we'll say he got pushed back to next year, which means he would get white god. No, he'd get unfriended. It's really funny. Unfriended, I think, will do okay in April.
Oh yeah.
So it's kind of a shame that no one has this as a substitute because I think Unfriended will do okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, guys, that's the show. Thanks so much for listening, Ed. Thank you for joining us.
Oh yeah, it was fun.
I don't need to thank you, Douglas. I see you every day.
God damn it, of course you need to thank me.
I
do this out of the kindness of my heart. I know you get the sweet, sweet podcast money and you don't share it with us. You know, I'm leaving. When you're fast asleep, in dreams you will lose your heartache. Whatever you wish for, you keep. Have faith in your dreams, and someday your rainbow will come smiling through. No matter how your heart is grieving, if you keep on believing.